Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Klein. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Wojcik. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Fisher. And now, play ball. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Essigian moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Essigian tags and scores. Bond tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Tartabull scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bond. Charles reaches second base with a double. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Charles steals third. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wojcik. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Wojcik steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Essegian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Essegian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essegian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Essegian hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wojcik. Essegian reaches second base with a double. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a fly ball into left field. Essegian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kindle moves to third. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Klein reaches second base with a double. Kindle scores. Ramos moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wojcik hits a fly ball into left field. Segian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Essigian moves to third. Diego Seghi now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bond. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Bond steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Essigian tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Bill Kern pinch hits for Diego Seghi. Bill Kern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimolai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramos strikes out. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cline strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kindle fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wojcik hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Essigian strikes out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bond hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 3 RBIs. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramos strikes out. 2 outs. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cline takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cimolai hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bond. Cimolai reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramos covering, for the out. Cimolai moves to third. 1 out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cimolai scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Essigian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 3 RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 4 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wojcik takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cozzi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.